Hare Krishna. Today, being the most auspicious day of Akshaya Tritiya, all over the world, people buy a vehicle or purchase some gold or purchase a house, and it is considered very auspicious because it will remain durable, stable for a long period of time. At the same time, most worthy thing to purchase in this world is at least a small gesture of a devotional activity. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Somebody made a little attempt, a little devotional service. So the nature of devotional service is, it is ever expanding. Even the chanting of the holy name is called as Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Prati Padam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam means it expands the waves of spiritual bliss. That is the nature of the path of devotional service. It's ever expanding, although it is begun in a small way. Ajamila called one name Narayana, and what followed is a glorious golden history in his life of extremely bad track record. He had such a black years before uttering that one helpless name of Lord Narayana. But then what followed after uttering that one name is the arrival of the Vishnudutas, cutting of the Yamapash, and very, very holy discussions on the holy name between them, and deliverance of Ajamila from Yamadutas. Ajamila going to Haridwar and becoming a serious devotee, and Vaikuntha airplane coming and taking him back to Godhead. Everything became glorious. So many powerful, big, big things happened in his life just by that one name. Yaka Krishna Namalaya Sarva Papa Kshaya. Either it is said. If one chants the holy name, all his truckloads of sinful reactions of many, many lifetimes is destroyed very easily. And that is a corollary benefit of chanting the holy name. Another corollary benefit of chanting holy name is that we get liberated. But the actual benefit of chanting the holy name is that we get love of God. So you will repeatedly find in the Shastras keep inducing us and inspiring us to at least do one spiritual activity once at least. The word sakrit is used several times. For example, surrendering to Lord Krishna by putting our head down. Sakridapi parpannoyam tavasmiyati yachate avayam sarvada taspai dadami etat pratham mama. Lord is also saying that once if a person bows his head to me in a mood of surrender and says, my dear Lord, I am yours, for all time to come I will protect him. So he is talking about bowing down once. Similarly, Sakridapi, there is another verse. Sakrinmana Krishna Padaravindayor Niveshitam Yad Gunaragi Yairiha Nate Yamam Pasha Britaschatad Bhatan Swapnepi Pashyanti Hichirna Nishkritaha. This is from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It also says that Sakrinmana Krishna Padaravindayor. If somebody remembers the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, even once, even in Swapna, he will not see the servants of Yamaraja, Yamadutas, like that he says here. So, this kind of word you will find in many places. You search for Sakrit, you will get Sakritsma Bhunje, Tadapasta Kilbishaha, Evam Pravrittasya Vishuddha Chetasaha, Taddharma Evatma Ruchi Prajayate. This is by Narada Boy. He says, Sakritsma Bhunje, only once I took a morsel of remnants from their plate with their permission and ate it, all my sinful reactions were eradicated. This is about Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad from the plate of a devotee. Eating only once. In this way, chanting once, or eating Mahaprasad once, bowing our head to the Lord once. So in this way, the Shastras are very confident that if a person does it once, the nature of that once done activity is like Akshaya. It starts expanding immediately, just as it happened with Ajamila. Do the activities. Don't hesitate to do that activity once. At least make a beginning. make a small investment, then that investment will multiply. Small drops of water make an ocean. In this way, the Harinam has an accruing effect, expanding effect, blossoming effect, and bringing about the ultimate good for the benefit of the soul. Harinam Prabhu ki.